Back to Tom Elliott in a moment. Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. Michael, it's a pleasure.
Great to be back online after a couple of sessions away, talking to our administrator for the last couple of weeks. It's great to be back here, Fraser.
Yeah, it's been great talking with him, but the work doesn't stop for the Balranald Shire Council, and you've got some workshops coming up next week.
Yeah, that's correct. So as the community would have heard when Mike was interviewed, Council has adopted the draft budget. One of the things which we're now going to be going through is doing some workshops in the Shire. So we'll be doing workshops in Balranald, Euston and Clare to talk through the budget and the initiatives that are in there and how that's going to impact community, talk through the rates and charges, just to make sure the community has a good understanding of what we have proposed. And the other part of it is that community members do get the opportunity to make submissions in relation to the budget. So we're hoping that we'll have community members after listen to a presentation, but they'll go away and make submissions to improvements to the budget, things that we haven't been able to consider, and so we can look at for future years. Now, as everyone knows, there's never enough money to go around, so we are very tight with what we can and can't do. But if we don't know about it, we can't plan for it, we can't include it, and we're really very keen to get as much feedback as we can from community members through that submission process. Now, submissions do need to be in writing, whether it be an email or a letter dropped off, a handwritten note, but it must be in writing under the requirements so that we can record it. So please come along to the workshops. We have workshops in Balranald on Tuesday, the 2nd of June, workshops in Euston on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, and a workshop at the Clare School on Thursday, the 4th of June. So we've tried to spread them around the Shire so that everyone has an opportunity to come in. To attend those workshops, you must ring council and register your interest, because we're only allowed to have a maximum of 10 people in the room for those workshops with the coronavirus restrictions. So please, you must ring council. We don't want to turn people away. If a preferred time slot that you have is not available, we will try and find another time slot where we can fit you in.
Now, speaking of feedback, Michael, the Community Satisfaction Survey, what's happening with that?
Community Satisfaction Survey, we received the formal results, which were tabled at the council meeting, and there's some really strong feedback in there about the different priorities of community. We're now taking that information and analysing to see how we can make it work. And one of the things that I was very surprised to see is that the community doesn't have an awareness of some of the programs that we have running. And it gave us a clear message that we need to communicate what we're doing better. We got strong feedback to say we want more work done around economic development and attracting business and investment, because council's doing nothing. And that really told us that we're not communicating with community on the activities that we're doing. Over the last couple of years, we've had some major industry attraction, some programs which have ensured future attraction into moving forward, but we haven't been telling industry that. So it was great, community that. So it was great feedback to know that these areas the community has classed as a higher priority, but they're not actually seeing what's being done. So we've taken a message from that, and we have redeveloped our community engagement strategy. We're currently going through a review of our community advisory committees, which I will say we do have an online survey at the moment. It's a Survey Monkey survey. You can do it for our Facebook page, our website. And we've also sent a hard copy of that out to every household, because we want as many people to provide us feedback on how they think the community advisory committees should be structured. That is their voice into the council, and it's critical that we get that structure right.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for your time, and have a fantastic weekend. General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council there, Michael Kitzelman.